More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Today on More to Life, anxious times. It's a world of worry. Let us help you reclaim your peace. 877-573-7825. All of us want a great and grace-filled marriage, family, personal life. St. John Paul's Theology of the Body gives us a blueprint for making that happen.
More to Life.
Happy couples find little ways to say I do every day.
Faithful insights. Effective tools.
Raising godly kids requires more than stopping bad behavior.
That's right. It means finding ways to make our faith the source of the warmth in our homes.
Practical. Theology of the Body-based answers for every part of your life.
God gave us our feelings. We don't have to be afraid of them.
And we just have to make sure that the first thing we do is ask Him how He wants us to deal with them.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, anxious times. It's a world of worry out there. We want to help you reclaim your peace. So give us a call at 877-573-7825. And let's talk about what's worrying you and how to get a handle on that anxiety so that we can experience the peace and grace that God wants all of us to live in. The number to call, 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
So are you struggling with fear, worry, or anxiety? Are you worried about a problem that you're facing in your personal, marriage, or family life that you're not sure what to do about? Do you just feel on edge about the state of the world or other things that are beyond your control? When you are anxious, do you try to give it to God only to find it lands right back in your lap?
I hate when that happens.
Oh, it happens so often. Do you feel caught up in an endless cycle of what if? If anxiety is undermining your confidence or stealing your joy, let us help you reclaim peace and power, the kind that God desires for you.
877-573-7825, again, is the number to call with those questions about holding on to your sense of peace in a world of worry. Our show today, Anxious Times. Let us help you reclaim that peace and confidence that comes from living in God's grace.
You know, I think that this is something... My mother used to say she had a PhD in guilt. She also had a PhD in anxiety, and she kind of passed it down to us, and rightly so. You know, she lived through a lot of difficult times. She didn't have a faith in God, and she really had to hold it all together since she was a young mother who was widowed at a young age. But that definitely passed down to my sister and I. And it really takes a thoughtful effort to say, okay, is this who I want to be for myself, for these other people in my life, to be running on anxiety all the time? Or does God want to heal me from this? And often, even when we're doing healing work, when stuff starts happening in the world, whether it's our own personal world or the world at large, we can go back to those wounds that we've had that made us feel so vulnerable and just focus on the wounds and not focus on how God got us through them or what strengths we developed through them or the people around us who were there for us. We just kind of say, it could get worse because it happened at this time. And it takes really leaning into God's grace, getting new skills to be able to heal from the old wounds and move with confidence through the things that are causing us anxiety now.
And I think it's sometimes hard to do that because we can believe that this is who I am. I'm just a nervous person.
Oh, that's an interesting point,
yeah. I'm just an anxious person. And we need to realize, as children of God, that that's not who we are. In fact, you know, we talk a lot about the theology of the body on this show, and one of the things that St. John Paul used to say is, become who you are. What he meant by that was, we are peaceful, grace-filled, effective, people that are filled with the life of Christ, but that we have to spend our lives becoming that, right? That is who we really are. And we need to remind ourselves of that, especially when we're tempted to anxiety or any other thing that's pulling us away from that image. And so it's important when we are feeling anxious or any of those other kinds of feelings that pull us away from our best selves or who God wants us to be, to remind ourselves, you know, this is not my inheritance in Christ. This is not who God wants me to be. It's not that I feel guilty about that. It's that I recognize that God wants to heal me of it.
Well, and it's in that recognition that we can start to push Satan away, because Satan wants us to be so anxious that we can't look God in the face. We can't look into his eyes and see how much he loves us and experience that love and return it back to God. We just get so anxious that we keep our heads down and we feel terrified and we just can't do much of anything, especially be our best selves or lean into the grace of God. But God is there for us. And if we just even ask him, Lord, lift up my head so I can look into your eyes and see your love and take the next step, that alone opens the gate to God's grace in our lives and starts to calm that anxiety. There's a lot of other good steps we can take, and we're here for you today. If you're struggling with worry or anxiety, or somebody you know or love is and you're not sure what to do about it, if you're feeling on edge about something going on in your life or the state of the world, well, we're here to help you today on More to Life. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body. And if you're wondering, how can some theology help me deal with anxiety? Well, you might be surprised. So, St. John Paul, when he was Pope, asked a huge question. Basically, he said, look, if we take everything God's given us, creation, scripture, salvation, history, what universal principles could we discern about God's plan for living a more abundant life and having healthier, holier relationships? And his answer to that question became what people now call the theology of the body.
And the theology of the body gives us a surprisingly practical lens for understanding anxiety. You know, the first panic attack in Scripture happened right after the fall. And after that regrettable apple incident, Adam and Eve hid. They felt exposed, ashamed, and alone. The anxiety they felt was due to the ruptured communion they experienced between God and each other.
You know, we're made for communion, and anxiety results when that communion feels threatened or damaged in some way. And that's not just a scriptural insight. Psychology agrees. Research shows that anxiety, at its core, isn't really an automatic reaction to problems. I mean, problems don't help, but it's not. It doesn't cause anxiety, right? Anxiety is what happens when problems make us feel cut off from God's grace, from the love and support of others, even from the strengths and resources God has given us.
Being concerned about problems is healthy. It allows us to assess a situation, to gather support, to make a plan, and to take the next right step. Anxiety, on the other hand, traps us in the what-ifs. It makes us fixate on everything that's beyond our control until we feel helpless, alone, and overwhelmed. We forget the times God has helped us before. We lose sight of the people who would stand with us. We doubt our own abilities and feel small. And when that happens, we don't even have the emotional bandwidth to address what is within our power. And that's exactly what the enemy wants.
So, the first step in defeating anxiety, and we'll be unpacking this throughout the show, is to consciously center ourselves in God's grace, to deliberately recall how God has been faithful to us in the past, to reach out for encouragement and concrete help from the people that God's placed in our lives, and to focus on what God is asking us to do that the enemy is trying to distract us from. You know, when we restore the connection to God, others, and even our own best selves that worry has threatened, anxiety loses its grip. We can face real challenges soberly and responsibly without losing sight of God's grace or our mission. All right, sounds great in theory. How do we apply it in your life? Let's talk it out together today on More to Life. 877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877-573-7825. Call up and share. Are you struggling with fear, worry, or anxiety because of a problem you're facing in your personal, marriage, or family life that you're not quite sure what to do with? Or because of the state of the world or other things beyond your control? When you're anxious, do you try to give it to God just to find it falling right back in your lap again? We've all been there, but how do we beat it? Let's talk it out today on More to Life. Give us a call. That number is 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord, then we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence and we bring to you all the things that cause us to be anxious and worried. The problems in our own life, the problems we worry about in the world that threaten to separate us from our connection to you, the love and support of the people you've placed in our lives, even from our own best selves. Lord, help us by giving us the grace we need to hold on to you, to others, and to our best selves, especially when we start to get caught up in all the things of the world. Help us to know that that anxiety is really a result of allowing us to be tempted by the enemy to just focus so much on what we can't do and how big everything else is around us that we lose sight of what you're asking us to do and the grace you're giving us to do that. Help us to put one foot in front of the other and hold on to your hand as we walk forward in confidence and strength and peace so that we can bear witness to your power and glory in our lives and the spirit of power, love, and self-control you ask us to live in. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary and in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, anxious times. It is a world of worry for lots of reasons, and whether you're anxious about something going on in your own personal marriage or family life, or just carrying around a sense of anxiety because of the state of the world, give us a call at 877-573-7825. Let us help you reclaim your peace.
Let's talk now with Stephanie, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Ohio on St. Gabriel Radio.
Hi, Stephanie. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I have only called in one at a time. It was in August of last year when my son took his life, and I truly thank you all for carrying me through that to get to this point. You told me to go to church,
sweetheart.
I did. But now he's gone. He took his life at 30 years old because his wife left him.
I remember your call, yeah.
Thank you. Well, now I just want to see my grandson so bad. But the anxiety that comes with speaking to her and hearing the nastiness that gets said, I'm a year almost. I made it. I'm so thankful. But now I have a grandson that I can't see, and I don't know how to handle it. And anxiety is exactly where I'm
Stephanie,
at.
When you say you can't see him, do you mean because your daughter-in-law is keeping him from you, or do you mean because
Definitely,
of the anxiety that you're feeling?
I was very angry because I hate to say blamed her, but I was very angry, and I'm sure I hurt her in the beginning, but they were dishonest with me. They told me they were divorced, and they weren't. So I was thinking I was next of kin and dealing with all of these things. So then we got into financial problems because I thought I was the mother and they were still legally married. So there were just a lot of things that happened. So not that I have not, I would take her call. She sent a very nasty message early on back in October saying that if I don't apologize to her for being nasty, I'll never see the baby. And I guess I could do that. I definitely want to forgive her. I want to forgive myself, but I don't even know how to start the conversation. Or do I go to court for grandparents? I don't know what to do.
No.
Well, I mean, there's no real, you don't really have a right for that. But so let's, I mean, it's really about rebuilding the relationship. And I appreciate that there's a lot of stuff here to work through.
And the first thing I want to say here, Stephanie, is the pain that both of you are experiencing is complex and it's deep. And I, as a mother, I understand your pain. I also want you to understand that she was already going through something with the tension that was going on with her husband, your son. And then this whole thing exploded. And one of the things that we know, both through personal experience and through dealing with people who have grieved for years and years and years, is that there is no time that people get it all wrong and treat each other badly like when somebody has passed away. The grief, no matter how they've passed,
and the more traumatic, and the more traumatic the death, the more true that is.
Exactly. So the idea of her saying, if you don't apologize, you won't get to see the baby. It comes off as a threat, but I want you to hear that's her pain saying, would you please just apologize? I'm going to dangle the baby over your head because I just don't want to live like this anymore. I don't want to be angry at each other. And so I'm encouraging you to pray about taking that step.
I have some specific suggestions for you, but before I do, when you think about asking for forgiveness or starting that conversation, where would you start and what gets in the way?
My own faith. I feel like I'm not... I just feel like I don't have the faith that I used to have. And I feel horrible saying it on Catholic radio, that I feel like I don't have God where I need him to make that decision or even make that call yet. I just don't think I'm...
There's nothing to feel guilty about. I mean, this is part of it. You know, faith is about struggle, right?
We all struggle.
And I have family that aren't real good with me about this. I have some family that have left the faith, the Catholic Church, mm-hmm. and are in my head and so bad about, you know, this is not normal. God wouldn't do this to you.
Why? But help me understand, how is that stopping you from reaching out to your daughter-in-law?
I don't know. I guess I just want God to do it for me. I don't know. I don't know.
All right.
I don't know.
So, and this goes to the question of when we put things in God's lap and somehow, or we try to give it to God and he puts it back in our lap, and we feel like, well, have I done something wrong? You know, have I not prayed enough? Am I not faithful enough? Why does it keep landing back on me? And it's because God wants to walk through it with you. You know, I use this metaphor all the time, but you know, when I was a kid, I had math anxiety, right? And I wished my parents would just solve the problem for me. But they wouldn't, right? They'd sit with me and they'd walk me through the steps of doing the problem so that they could teach me how to do it. And that's how God deals with us for the most part. We want him to just solve the problem for us. But he's saying, you know, Stephanie, let's do this together. And he wants you to draw closer to him and say, okay, how can I take this next step, Lord? Show me what I need to do. And I know that you know that the next step is really reaching out to her, apologizing and saying, look, we're both in a lot of pain. We both said a lot of things, and I'm really sorry for my part in that, and I want to be a support to you. And whenever you're ready to be, let me be part of your life. I want you to know that I'm open to that, and I want to find a way to support you through all of this, because this is really horrible for both of us, and we need each other. To get there, though, you might have to work through a lot of stuff of your own grief and your own anger at God and your own struggles with all of this, and that might take talking to somebody. And if you have somebody locally that you'd like to work with, great. If you want to work with us through CatholicCounselors.com, we'd like to help you find faithful ways to respond to this. But this wrestling, and don't feel guilty about the struggle to say that your faith has taken a hit or that you don't know how you feel about God or where his grace is. I mean, that's part of it. And God is here with you, but it's hard to find him sometimes when you're caught up in all these feelings. And it's okay. It's okay to be where you're at. But the fact that you're reaching out today is a sign that God is with you. In fact, when we experience trauma, how we encounter God in that is in the knowledge that this could be better, this should be better, that there needs to be more than this, right? And that is God speaking to us, because the normal human response to trauma is to just lie down and die. So if we have any part of us that's saying there is healing here, that there is more, that we should be rebuilding these relationships, or that there is healing here, that's the Holy Spirit in you already working and calling you toward healing and toward the plan that he has for you. And I want you to lean into that. And whatever help you need to get to live that out, take advantage of it, because that is how you find God in this pain. Stephanie, if there's more that we can do to support you through this, don't hesitate to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. Our book, The Life God Wants You to Have, can also be a support to you in this. But please know that we've added you and our family to our More to Life prayer list. And if there is more that we can do to practically support you, I hope that you'll reach out to us. Thank you so much for the call, and God bless you. 877-573-7825. We're talking about anxiety today on More to Life, our show titled Anxious Times. Let's talk out how we can help you reclaim your peace in the face of all the fears, worry, and anxieties that come from our own personal lives or just the state of the world. We're here for you. 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your calls. Plus, we'll be joined by Jacob Flores Popchak, pastoral counselor with CatholicCounselors.com. He'll be sharing some insights on how to befriend anxiety. What's that all about? Well, stick around. Back after this.
Today's programming is brought to you in part by a gift from our day sponsor, Scott and Vanessa Martin. Thank you so much for your donation to help build the church and bless the nations.
Now you can support Ave Maria Radio by becoming a day sponsor too. Send anyone a message, a friend, a family member, or a priest, just someone close by. Call 877-288-1077 and tell them you want to be a day sponsor.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend, Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
Feeling worn out, overwhelmed, or just plain tired of feeling tired as a parent? Well, you're not alone. Parenting can drain even the most faithful moms and dads, especially at this time of year.
Join us, Dr. Craig and Lisa Popchak, for a free Ave Maria Radio webinar, Reclaiming the Joy of Parenting, Overcoming Burnout, on Wednesday, March 18th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern.
Get practical, faith-filled tools to recharge your batteries and rediscover the joy of raising Catholic kids. Register now at AveMariaRadio.net.
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled Anxious Times. We're joined right now by Jacob Flores Popchak. He is a pastoral counselor with CatholicCounselors.com. Jacob, welcome to More to Life.
Do we have Jacob with us? Are you there?
Yes,
we had him over the break.
Can you hear me?
Oh, there you go.
Now we can hear you.
Welcome, Jacob. So you were telling us over the break that you have an interesting insight that one of the things you want to help your clients do is make friends with their anxiety. What's that all about?
Yeah, I know it sounds like a crazy proposition, but hear me out, right? So when we feel anxious, especially if that anxiety is really debilitating, the natural response is to want to try and feel better as quickly as possible, or at the very least, to not feel anxious anymore, right? I ask clients all the time, well, how do you want to feel? And they say, not anxious. And I say, okay, but how do you want to feel? Right? And we put all this pressure on ourselves to not feel anxious anymore. The irony there, though, of course, is that the nervous system doesn't sense a difference between pressure because I'm under a real stressor versus the pressure I'm placing on myself to not feel anxious anymore, right? And so ironically, the more pressure I place upon myself to feel better more quickly, the more anxious I'm actually going to become, which is why this idea that I'm proposing today is the solution. To kind of welcome that anxiety, as counterintuitive as that feels, and make friends with it, right? St. Francis gives us a really great kind of parallel for this. St. Francis of Assisi, you know, lived at odds with his body for quite a long time, right? He engaged in a lot of self-punishment. He was very kind of negative about his physicality.
He named it Brother Ass.
yeah, he called it Brother Ass and you know, drove it like the donkey that he wanted to beat, you know, into submission. But as he got older, and especially once he received the stigmata, that was the love of Christ through his body, the suffering of Christ through his body, he came to a new relationship with what he resented about his body, where he said, you know, now, Brother Ass, I love you, and I run to your requests, right? That his fondness for that donkey became, you know, like the fondness one would feel for a pet, as opposed to something one has to drive, you know, really hard with a whip, right? And we can have that same relationship with our anxiety simply today by, you know, starting off by simply making a prayer exercise of imagining that anxiety as a person or a creature sitting in front of me at the kitchen table and holding Christ's hand. I want you to imagine yourself just saying, I welcome you here. You're allowed to sit here with me as long as you can, but it's still my house. You're allowed to visit the house, but it's my house, right? Mm-hmm. And you can just sit there and welcome that anxiety. Christ is sitting there with you at the kitchen table too. And you just want to take that deep breath, relax your shoulders, and welcome it to stay as long as it can, because you're still in control. It's still your house, but it's not a threat to you.
Beautiful.
Powerful insights, and of course, more insights like this from our whole team at CatholicCounselors.com. If you'd like to learn faithful ways to respond to these challenges, like anxiety, reach out to us and learn more about Jacob's good work, as well as the rest of our team, CatholicCounselors.com. With that, we got to go to break. When we come back, more with your calls at 877-573-7825, talking about anxiety today on our show titled Anxious Time. Stick around.
Have you pre-planned your final resting place? Guardian Angel Cemetery is a beautiful and serene Catholic cemetery in Rochester, featuring a towering angel sculpture blessed by Pope John Paul II. Learn how to give your family the gift of peace at the most difficult time of their lives. Join us for a pre-planning seminar at 6 p.m. in Shelby Township on April 23rd at Hamlin Pub or April 28th at Marcus Grill. Register at mtelliott.com/GA.
Ann Arbor Smiles is a state-of-the-art dental practice led by the talents of Drs. Dan Kennedy, Chris Marzoni, and Stephen Gray. One of their many satisfied patients is Father Deacon Lawrence Hendricks.
I was one of the first patients to receive a CEREC crown from Dr. Kennedy. The CEREC technology allows for restorations to be done in one visit. They always use the most advanced techniques in dentistry. I've always enjoyed the friendly staff and the personal relationships that I have at Ann Arbor Smiles.
Go to AnnArborSmiles.com today.
This program brought to you in part by Ave Maria Florida, a big kind of small town where golf carts take you everywhere and there's always something fun around the corner. Discover championship golf, resort-style amenities, and a town center full of shopping and dining. With Ave Maria University and Ave Maria Catholic Church at its heart, it's a community full of connection and charm. More than 25 model homes are available for viewing. More information can be found at AveMaria.com. That's AveMaria.com.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Hi, I'm Lisa Popcheck. Do you need to have an important conversation with someone? Here's a tip. Do twice as much listening as talking. Don't do it as a technique. Listen because you're genuinely interested in what the other person thinks, what motivates them, and what their goals, concerns, and needs are. Successful conversationalists may not agree with everything the other people say, but they're careful not to rush to judgment. They ask questions. They show real care and concern. They look for points of agreement to build on. They don't try to change the person they're speaking with, but they do look for ways to be a positive influence while deepening the relationship. Christians call this approach accompaniment. To learn more about being an effective listener, especially when it comes to building a better relationship with your adult kids, check out our book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Your Adult Sons and Daughters, or visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Folks, you are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, anxious times. It's a world of worry out there. We want to help you reclaim your peace. Give us a call at 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Sophia, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Texas on Guadalupe Radio.
Hey, Sophia, welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Hi, good morning, Dr. Greg and Lisa. Thanks for having me.
You bet. What's up?
Hi. In a very beautiful season of my life, I am expecting a baby in about 3 weeks with my wonderful
Congratulations.
Husband. Congratulations. Thank you. And I just converted to Catholicism this past month. And so I'm very excited to... For what God has in store for me, but with that, there's also been a lot of transition in our lives. With we are a recently married couple. I think we've been married. Well, we've been married for 2 years, and when we bought our first house this past year, we had job loss. My husband lost his job in the closing of our house, and ever since then, it's been extremely stressful. And I won't be able to work for a little bit with the baby. And so we have just gotten into this cycle of kind of like, Lisa, you mentioned with your mom, I'm addicted to stress and anxiety. And for whatever reason, I cling to it. And I would like to learn of what is God asking of me when he throws, we got rear-ended the other day. You know, we don't know how much time I'm going to get on my maternity leave or living paycheck to paycheck. And how that ties into what God needs for us as new parents and as new married couple, a new Catholic married couple, and really not letting the enemy steal our joy from this happy season of our lives.
Yeah, and that's exactly what he wants to do. And Sophia, I so get it. And when you say, you know, you're clinging to anxiety and you don't know why, it's because anxiety is such a twisting of prudence, so that the virtue that we live in order to say I want to protect myself, my loved ones, the path God has for me, is the virtue of prudence. Satan comes in and he makes it giant and scary and ugly and says, unless you worry about every little thing and every possible thing that could happen, you're going to miss something and it's going to be all your fault, and that ramps up the anxiety. So while you should be praying with your husband and saying, what can we do in this moment to feel closer to each other and to God? What can we do in this moment to set ourselves up to have a better financial situation, to get what we need, and not panic? The enemy wants us to panic so that we don't get along with our spouses as well. We're snapping at each other. We don't feel calm in God. We're actually flooding ourselves with negative chemicals that make everything about your pregnancy harder and more exhausting. Mm-hmm. So it's not your fault. And it's wonderful that you can acknowledge that you want what you want, everything that you listed, and you know that the enemy's trying to get in the way. That's a great first step in conquering the anxiety.
Yeah, and the thing about anxiety, and building on what Lisa was just saying, when we are anxious and we cling to it because we feel like it gives us a sense of control.
Right.
Right. If I can just be aware of all the horrible things that could happen, then I can control them. I mean, we know we can't, because the more we focus on it, the more out of control we feel. But there's a certain lie that Satan whispers in our spiritual ear, that if we just focus on all the stuff that could go wrong or that is going wrong, and then we'll be in control of it.
which of course is just a tornado of crazy.
But what he's really doing with the big lie is the more we focus on everything that can go wrong and how we should be able to fix it, he's taking our eyes off of God and each other in a way that would give us more peace and more holiness and more connection in our lives.
So here are the steps that I'd like you to take and some resources that I'll give you if you're finding that those steps aren't quite cutting it. So let's start with this, all right? The first thing to do is realize, like we were talking about earlier in the program, that this is not you. This is not who God created you to be. You know, it's easy to kind of buy into that. Well, I'm an anxious person. You're not an anxious person. You're a daughter of God who knows on some level that you were created for more, and God wants to give that to you. So when you feel that anxiety, it's okay to say, you know, this is not me. I am feeling anxious, but this is not who I really am. So I'm gonna lean into God's grace to become who I am, that peaceful, confident, strong, godly person. And you might not feel it at all, but you want to claim that and lean into it as best you can. Then you want to go into prayer. And with your husband, ideally, right? And the two of you are praying together. Specifically, you're going to spend some time praising God for the times he's brought you through other difficult situations, personally and together as a couple. And this is what St. Paul calls a sacrifice of praise. It's a sacrifice because we don't want to do it.
Yeah, it hurts. It almost hurts. Like getting out of bed in the morning. It's like, no, I don't want to. But once we start that sacrifice of praise and really praising God, not only for the things he's doing in our lives, but for who he is, as creator and redeemer and God of all creation in the world, we begin to open the door to his grace and his peace and that bigger view that God wants us to have.
You know, there's a prayer in the Jewish Passover called the Dayenu prayer. It basically, what it means is it would have been enough. And what happens in that Passover prayer is that the Jews go through their history, their salvation history, and it would have been enough if you delivered us from the land of Egypt, but you led us by a pillar of cloud during the day. It would have been enough if you led us by a pillar of cloud during the day, but you led us by a pillar of cloud at night, and it would have been enough if you'd led us by fire. It would have been enough if you'd led us by a pillar of fire at night, but then you fed us with manna in the desert. It would have been enough if you've, and so on and so forth. They're recalling all the ways that God has been blessing them, and we can do that too. Lord, it would have been enough had you gotten us through that difficult situation, but then you did this, and then that would have been enough, but then you did this for us, and that would have been enough, but then you did this for us. And you're going through your own personal Dayenu, if you will, your own personal salvation history story, reminding yourself of all the times you were sure that this was it. You were done. You were cooked. But God carried you through it and blessed you and helped you grow closer to him and to each other and to the person he's calling you to be. So you spend that time in prayer, initially making that sacrifice of praise, not because God needs our praise, but because we need to be reminded of God's faithfulness through trial, and we anchor ourselves in that. Step two, all right, a lot of anxiety comes, especially in the things you're dealing with, having a new baby, having the house, all the stuff you're dealing with. It comes from feeling like we should know what we're doing. Guess what? None of us know what we're doing, okay?
Because we're not God.
And that's okay. So you go to God and you say, Lord, I have no idea what we're doing. I don't know how to handle the bills this month. I don't know how to handle this situation with the car.
I don't know how to find a new job. I don't know what to do about my maternity leave. I don't know how to raise a baby.
We don't know how to stay close together through all of this. We don't know anything. But help us figure it out. And help us, this is the most important part, to take care of each other while we work together to figure it out.
And you're saying that aloud together in prayer, not just you praying that you could do that with him and he's off praying hopefully to be able to stay together with you and take care of each other. You're saying that together, because when you do that, you're both opening your hearts and minds to God's intervention in your life together. You become more partners in it together. You're living out your marital vows of all of those things that you promised each other in that prayer, so you can stay close together and close to God together.
And then the third step is basically asking after that prayer, what's one thing that we could do today to take care of each other and feel like we could stay a team through this? What do we need to do to really remind each other, to turn toward each other and take care of each other? And you might break that down into, like, what do we need to do this morning? Until lunchtime. What do we need to do from lunch to dinner? What do we need to do from dinner to the evening? However often you need to be reminded that you're there for each other, ask that question. What do we need to do now
to feel like we're here for each other. Or if you start snapping at each other, instead of letting that turn into an argument, say, hey, listen, I get it. We're stressed out. Both of us are. What can I do? Instead of getting angry back, what do you need from me to feel like we're in this together and that I'm on your side? Okay, so those three things are going to make a huge difference in the anxiety that you're feeling and the way you handle both the anxiety and the struggles that you're going through. We talk more about all this in my book, Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety, which sounds a little crazy, right? Because who you can live a life without anxiety? It's what we talk about in the book is exactly what we talked about at the beginning of the show, that it's perfectly normal to have concerns. And when we have concerns, we're able to gather resources, gather support, make a plan, deal with the stuff. But anxiety stops us from doing all those things. So we can live a life without anxiety. We can't live a life without concerns, but that's okay. Because when we have concerns and we deal with them responsibly, that's a good thing. That's how we grow. But anxiety stops us from doing all that. So the book walks you through the steps of how to move from anxiety to just being proactive about the concerns in our life. That's Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety. Or if you need more personal support, then the team at CatholicCounselors.com is here to help, and we can help you find faithful ways to respond to all these challenges and more. So you can learn more at CatholicCounselors.com. But either way, I think you can really run with the suggestions we've made on the call today. Remembering who you are in God, that you're not an anxious person, but you are a strong, beautiful, beloved daughter of God who's been given the grace and the strength to live in that place of power and love and self-control that St. Paul talks about in 2 Timothy, that you can praise God for the times that he's been faithful to you in the past and know that he'll be faithful to you now, that you can ask God to help you guys take care of each other through all of this, and then you have the conversation about what that looks like in the day-to-day. And if you need more resources, Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety, it's a great book for you, and also CatholicCounselors.com for additional support. We've added you and your husband to our More to Life prayer list. We are going to be praying for you that God gives you all the grace that you need to rise to these challenges that you're facing. And if there's more that we can do to support you, either here on the show or through the other resources I mentioned, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. God bless you. Thank you so much for calling in. Welcome back home to the church. And I know that God has an amazing plan for you. Just hold on there. Keep praying through it. Keep holding on to your husband, and whatever we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out. We're taking your calls, listeners, at 877-573-7825. We're talking about anxiety on our show titled Anxious Times. It is a world of worry out there. I don't know if you've noticed, but it's occurred to me once or twice. And if you are struggling with worry, fear, or anxiety, we want to help you reclaim your peace today. Give us a call, 877-573-7825. As we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from 2 Timothy 1, verse 7.
God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and self-control.
And this is what I was talking about just now. You know, the reality is, we often don't feel like that, right? We don't feel that God's given us a spirit of power and love and self-control. We just feel anxious. But that's why we have to remind ourselves that's not who we are. Yes, we are feeling anxiety, but we are God's children who have been given a spirit of power and love and self-control. We just need to find our way back to that.
Yeah, and this is not a scripture that's supposed to make us feel guilty when we feel anxious, when we feel fear. It's a reminder that he has given us a spirit of power and love and self-control. And so since he's given us this gift, we can go to him and say, I'm losing track of the gift, Lord. I don't know where I put it. Can you help me find it again?
St. Anthony, help me find my gift.
Help me find it again. God, help me find the gift that you've given me of power and love and self-control, because I'm having a hard time finding it. Or I sort of know I have it, but I don't know how to open the box and use it in this situation. Show me how to use it in this situation, because it is his gift to us. It's not something that we have to stir up and create and build all by ourselves. It's the gift he's given us, and he wants us to be able to tap into his Holy Spirit in these gifts. So ask him. Go to him in prayer and ask him to help you have that spirit of power and love and self-control.
Again, that's from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. We're taking your calls about anxiety today on More to Life. Our show is titled Anxious Times. It is a world of worry out there, but we want to help you reclaim your peace and confidence in Christ. 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your calls coming up right after the break.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend, Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
Hey, Catholic parents, could you use a break? Parenting is hard, especially at this time of year, and burnout can steal the joy right out of family life.
Join us, Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck, on Wednesday, March 18th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern for a free webinar sponsored by Ave Maria Radio titled Reclaiming the Joy of Parenting, Overcoming Burnout.
Discover practical, faith-filled ways to recharge your batteries and reclaim the joy of parenting. Register today at avemariaradio.net. Don't miss it. Your family's worth it.
What is the origin of marriage? The Catholic Catechism tells us God the Father instituted the marital union with our first parents, Adam and Eve. He clearly established it as a covenant between a man and a woman when he commanded them to be fruitful and multiply. Moses allowed divorce because of the hardness of his people's hearts. But when Jesus came, he restored the original order as planned by his Father. He declared that a true marriage was indissoluble. What God hath joined together, let no man put asunder. The Church attaches great importance to the fact that Jesus' first miracle occurred at a wedding, signaling that henceforth marriage will be an efficacious sign of Christ's presence. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popcheck.
I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck. Today on More to Life, Anxious Times, as we talk about how to reclaim our peace. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Patty, who's listening to EWTN Radio on Covenant Radio in St. Louis.
Hey, Patty. Welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
Hello there. I'm trying to figure out, make sure I turn my radio down. Can you hear me okay?
Thank you.
Yep, you're good.
Wonderful. So I've got some general anxiety, typically about the safety of my children. They're my grown adult children. Nothing in particular, just, you know, the general text me when you get home, those kinds of things. But then I have certain situations where I get a physical anxious response, typically when it is due to the safety of physical safety of me or family member or whatnot, where I get that pins and needles feeling and physically just completely overwhelmed, anxious. And I'm wondering, is there ever a situation where it is like physical that you have to do medication, or is that something that I can work through, like I work through my general anxiety with God about physical safety of my adult children,
So kind of the question is, how do you know what level of support do you need to get through this kind of stuff? Is that what I'm asking? Is that what you're asking?
Exactly.
Okay. Sure. Okay. So, I mean, the first thing that anybody wants to try, right, is the stuff we've been talking about on the show, right? You know, connecting more with God, trying to connect with others, really refocusing on, you know, who we really are, and that sort of thing. If you find that that's not working, that's when it's good to really reach out for some professional support, some counseling support. And in fact, the research really shows that for anxiety, counseling alone is actually the most effective course of treatment. They did a major study a couple of years ago that looked at counseling alone versus counseling plus medication versus medication alone. And contrary to depression, which tends to respond best with medication and counseling, anxiety tends to respond best for counseling alone because people who are anxious have a tendency to want to try to medicate the anxiety out of them entirely. That can't be done. So what ends up happening is that you lean so much on the medication that people tend not to do the work that they need to do to build those emotional muscles to conquer anxiety. And then it ends up
either maintains the anxiety or makes it worse. So what they found through the research was that people who are struggling with chronic anxiety tend to do better when they're just working with counseling alone. So you start with the stuff that you're doing, right? But if you find that it's not sufficient and you're having those experiences of physical symptoms, anxiety that kind of is taking over your day that you're having a hard time pulling back from, the good news is anxiety is very responsive to counseling, and we'd really encourage you to either work with whoever you've been working with before on the generalized anxiety, or if you're looking for faithful ways to integrate both your Catholic spirituality and good psychological resources, to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. We do talk about more of this in my book, Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety. But, there is good help available. So don't feel like you have to just try to power through this on your own. You want to, when you pray through it, receive the sacraments, those other spiritual practices, that's like filling up the tank, right? But you got to make sure your tires are inflated and your engine's in good working order, too, in order for that grace that's filled up your tank to get you down the road. And that's where the counseling can come in. So, Patty, thank you so much for the call and the opportunity to kind of clarify the best way to move forward with this. If you want more support in it, don't hesitate to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com and check out the book Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety. With that, let's go to Anthony, who's listening in Washington on Guadalupe Radio. Anthony, welcome to More to Life. What's up?
Hello. So I got engaged recently, and my fiance is experiencing a lot of doubts, and so it's not
doubts really about the wedding, you mean,
about getting married to
okay.
me. And in our conversation, it seems to me that it's not so much about like issues with our relationship, not that we don't have any, but I think anything there's we can work through, and there's a willingness and possibility to work through things. But mm-hmm. The terms that she uses most often is that she feels unsettled, that she feels skittish, and that what she wants to have is like a spiritual sense of settled peace, and that she doesn't have that, and she's not sure why, and she thinks that she can't move forward or shouldn't move forward until she has that. And that causes me some anxiety, but I'm more concerned about her and like how I can help her.
Yeah, sure. And are you guys praying about any of this together?
We are praying together. We're both very faithful, practicing Catholics.
How are you praying about it, though, just so I have a sense of what that looks like?
Separately, I know she prays a lot, and I do as well, so we pray about, like, finding a way through. I mean, we do pray together as well, wanting to do God's will. I'm praying for her to have, a breakthrough, to have clarity. Yeah, so we're praying for clarity, but I also pray for like strength and courage, because
when you're praying, how do you pray together, though? So if you'd walk me through what that looks like exactly.
Okay. So we've done novenas together. Also just sometimes in the moment, and when we're having one of these like tough conversations, mm-hmm. Just pray for the Holy Spirit to guide us,
okay.
Sort of spontaneous
Good.
Prayer there.
I'm going to hop in just because I have 2 minutes before they kick us out of here. So that's all really good. I mean, that's a good start. What I want you to do, though, to build on that, first of all, I want you to understand, both of you to understand, that we don't always have a perfect peace, right, about the things that God is asking us to do, because, like, getting married, it's a big risk. It makes us vulnerable. We don't know how to commit to somebody for the next 50 years. It's terrifying, right? So even when you're doing what God is asking us to do, sometimes we feel anxious about it, right? The best thing to do is to bring that anxiety to prayer and say, okay, God, what are you trying to say to me through this anxiety? What are you calling my attention to? What is it in my own life, in this relationship, in general, that you're asking me to be aware of? And as I'm sitting with this, right, I'm reflecting on what are the things that are coming up about this, and then what is it that you want me to do about this, Lord? How can I respond to this anxiety in a way that glorifies you, that helps me be the person that you want me to be, and helps me live out the plan that you have for my life? So it's not a matter of chasing the anxiety away. It's trying to listen to what God's saying through that anxiety. And as you're praying together about it, all right, I want you want to talk to God together, the way I'm talking to you right now. Lord, let this relationship be what you want it to be. Let us both be open to whatever that is. But help us to understand what you're saying through this anxiety,
what you're trying to call our attention to, what we need to do to respond well to it, how I can support her in this anxiety through this, and really what we need to do to take care of each other through this experience so that we can understand what you're calling us to and how to be there. Then you do the rosary to really try to listen to what God is saying, or the novena to try to listen to what God is saying. We use those formal prayers to create a space that's a quiet space where we can hear what God's saying, but first we have to bring our hearts to Him and really talk through that with Him. But again, realize that we don't always have a perfect peace about what God is asking us to do, especially if it's challenging our comfort zone and making us stretch and grow in ways that we're a little afraid to stretch and grow. So really look at that and ask, is this pointing out a specific problem that we need to address? Or is this pointing to the fact that I'm just being stretched and I'm being called to grow in ways that are a little scary? Because this is a scary time. So, Anthony, thank you for the question. If there's more we can do to support you, again, check out Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety, or reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. But these steps will begin to help you understand how to discern your way through that anxiety together. I'd encourage you to download the podcast, play it for your fiancé, and really work through these steps together. Thanks for the call. And listeners, if you're struggling with anxiety, reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com to help you reclaim your peace.
Life is a co-production of CatholicCounselors.com, Ave Maria Radio, and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. For copies and downloads of this program, and for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.